Hello, and welcome to Earning Your Stripes, a special series featuring West Des Moines Community Schools Superintendent Dr. Matt Adams. In this series, Dr. Adams will interview students, staff, parents, and community leaders. Each play a very important role in supporting student success. Enjoy this latest episode.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to my very first episode of my new podcast, Earning Your Stripes. I'm so excited to be with Elliot Bauman today, talking about student leadership at Valley High School. Thanks for being here, Elliot. So, Elliot, I've heard a lot since I've come to West Des Moines and Valley High School. I hear a lot about the four A's, academics, the arts, activities, and athletics. So could you just kind of talk to me about how you're connecting with your school beyond just going to class and being in the classroom? How are you connecting at your school?
So my two main activities that I are mainly involved with are distance running and band. So I'm on the cross country and the track teams. And then for band, I'm in jazz band, concert band, marching band, show band, all those different things. And then outside of that, I do mock trial in the winter and spring, and I'm also involved with IHSSA. So that's basically my rundown with it. It's all through Valley, and yeah, it's really enriching for me.
So you say long distance. What kind of distance are we talking here?
So cross country is 5Ks, and then for track, I'll do the 800, the 1600, and the 3200.
Okay, yeah, you're talking some long distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. How about, tell me about the instrument. What instrument do you play?
I play trombone.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, Elliot, I was kind of sharing with you before we got started that, we asked around, we asked some coaches, who are some students, particularly with some really strong leadership that we should talk to. And Coach Trigstad mentioned you. So I think that's wonderful. He's obviously recognized something in you that I just wanted to have a conversation with, talk about. So when you think about being identified as a leader among your peers, and one, I'll tell you right now, I love student leadership. I've always said that when students are running things, we have arrived. So thank you for your leadership. What does student leadership look like in action for you?
Yeah, so on the cross country team, it's really interesting because we don't have captains. We don't elect captains, none of that. So the leadership really comes naturally. And it's interesting to see how some people might step up, some people might take a backseat in the leadership. And we do have senior leadership meetings that are a little bit more structured with the coach. But a lot of times in practice, some of the seniors will just not talk at all, and other seniors will sort of rise to the challenge.
So you're a senior at Valley. Have you done kind of cross country and track and some of those activities throughout your high school career?
Yeah, all 4 of my years I've been in cross country and track. It's just been great. It's been great to see myself grow, my teammates grow. And that's a lot of what distance running is about, is self-growth.
Yeah, I love that response. That's about self-growth. And so as an underclassman, you're probably looking to those upperclassmen for that leadership and then recognizing that as you became one of those upperclassmen, now it was your responsibility to fill in that gap.
Exactly.
That's awesome. So when you think about being on a team, being in a band, whether you're on the field, on the court, wherever, you think about, two things. One, there's this collective purpose, what it is that you're doing out there. And two, there's usually some common goals. That takes relationship. That takes trust and relationship and collaboration and communication, working together a little bit. So how important do you think those relationships are, and how does that contribute with a team or a group's ability to achieve common goals and collective purpose?
Yeah, it's extremely important. I'm the drum major of the marching band, so we'll have maybe 110 to 130 students go out for it. And one of the main things that we like to stress when we're as drum majors is forming a relationship with every single person. Because if they need help or they need something that you need to fix something, it's great to have an actual friendship that you can fall back on well, like working with them professionally.
I love that. You've got that relationship and you can lean on one another. You're not alone in those things. And I think that's so important, even when we're at school, that you don't feel alone, you don't feel isolated, that you have somebody that shares that common purpose. So thanks for that. You know, there's a couple of things I wanted to talk specifically to you about as it relates to Portrait of a Graduate here in West Des Moines. One is that being a critical thinker, you know, really coming up with solutions to solve complex problems. And then the second is continuous learner. Always gathering feedback, always evolving, always changing. So when you think about being a critical thinker, and when you think about the mindset, if you will, of being a continuous learning, how well has West Des Moines Schools prepared you to be able to do those two, achieve those two competencies?
I think it's prepared me a great deal amount. Definitely, like back to the elementary level, I was really developing those skills, I feel like. And just independent learning really helped that. I remember in elementary school, I was part of the ELP program, and that was really beneficial for me in developing like critical thinking, continuous learning, just sort of stretching your mind at your own pace. And I think that the stress on that is very helpful.
Great. So I love how you've kind of characterized it, you know, as a, you know, incoming high schooler. Watching the upperclassmen, realizing that evolution, if you will, is you become that upperclassman. You know, whether it's a title of captain or not, you can naturally step in as a leader. So let's start thinking about, you know, I've got several hundred students at Valley Southwoods. You know, they're starting their year. They're a freshman in high school. What advice would you have for them as they consider preparing for and transitioning into high school? What advice would Elliot give them?
Yeah, I would definitely identify those people in the grades ahead of you that you really look up to and want to be an example, like want to have them as an example for you. But also, like, there might be some that you might look as a not so great example. So really identify those people. And then also take the time while you're at Southwoods. It's a smaller school and everyone's in your same grade. So really build those relationships with everyone and try to make everyone your friend so that you know those people when you get to high school and more people are strangers to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We're back to relationships, aren't we? We're back to making connections and common purpose and mutual goals and whatnot. I really appreciate that. Now, would that be the same advice you'd give to younger Elliot? So would senior Elliot give that same advice to freshman Elliot?
I definitely would. Freshman Elliot didn't really pay attention to what the upperclassmen were doing a whole lot. That sort of came my sophomore year. But yeah, I definitely appreciate what I got out of Southwoods, which was really gaining a lot of friends.
I love it. So anybody that knows me or any students that have run into me knows when I stop you, I ask you this question. First, I tell you this, your parent or your guardian is your best friend. And you learn that, you know, as you mature and grow. But I also need an adult in your life at school, one pro-social adult, adult at school that if you had a problem, you could come to, that you'd feel comfortable. And so this is an opportunity to kind of really just do a shout out. Who would that adult be for you and why?
My shout out would definitely be my band director, Mr. Waymeyer. He really has made an effort to make himself available to each and every one of his kids. At the start of every Tuesday class period, he has us fill out like a little Google form where it's like, what do you want me to know? This can be anonymous. If you need to get something off your chest, it's just what it's for. He also keeps his office door open all the time, and anyone's just welcome to come in and talk about whatever they need to with him. So yeah, I definitely want to shout him out for his efforts there.
That's awesome. So he's present and he's making himself available and it's genuine and you'd utilize that if you could.
Yes.
That's fantastic. So Elliot, let me ask you this. We're just going to kind of wrap up here. What are you planning to do? I also say, hey, let's dream big. Let's think big. So when you think about, you know, what you're going to do after high school, what kind of plans do you have?
Right now, the only college I've really applied for and been accepted to is Iowa. So that's the main choice right now. I definitely want to go into like a business area for a major. And then I might do a double major with music, or I might minor in music. I definitely want to keep music a part of my life, though. So as an adult, I picture myself with some job in the business sector, but I definitely want to be some sort of gigging musician as well on the side.
That sounds great. And we've got, as a school district, we do have a couple, three goals, and one is preparing everybody for post-secondary. So it's great to hear that we're doing that for you and preparing you for post-secondary. And if that's at University of Iowa, awesome. If that's a dream of yours, that sounds fantastic. And pursuing your passion too, music. I love that. So, Elliot, there's no doubt in my mind, why Coach Trickstad said you might want to talk to this young man. I just love your story and what you're doing at Valley High School and how you're connecting and how you're plugging in. And, you know, my hope is, you know, through this podcast, as we share this with families and maybe other students listen to it, is, what you've done today is just modeled some great leadership and, you know, what I would hope for all of our students in West Des Moines to aspire to. So I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Hey, I appreciate it. Like I said, I want this to be about leadership. I want this to be about students. I picked a dandy for my first one. So I appreciate you taking your lunch and time to do that. And if you see me in the hall, would you say hi to me? Because I don't have very many friends.
Okay, I will.
You have been listening to Earning Your Stripes with Superintendent Matt Adams. We look forward to connecting with you again soon. Maybe on our website, wdmcs.org. or on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter accounts. Subscribe on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and YouTube. See you soon.